In Jesus' most agonizing moments before his crucifixion, he commanded Peter, James, and John to watch and pray. Jesus then went on to moments of fervent prayer in the garden. Unfortunately, those disciples failed in their assignment, and Jesus found them sleeping instead of praying. In this study, evangelist Scott Pauley will lead us and challenge us to watch and pray, to pray faith-filled prayer for God to move and work in our generation. Be sure to listen after the study for details about a special prayer resource Scott is making available through this series. And now, let's join Scott Pauley.
One of the stark realities of the Christian life is that we're in a daily struggle, and that struggle is between our old man and our new man. The old Adam nature that you were born with and the new nature that we have in Jesus Christ, which you were given at the new birth. So many people are frustrated and disillusioned because they imagined when they received Christ as their Savior that surely all of those fleshly desires and besetting sins and the bent that we all have in us would be gone. But that's not the case. In fact, the Apostle Paul even records in Romans chapter 7 his great struggle between the flesh and the spirit. My grandfather, who was an old country preacher, used to describe it like this. He said, it's like having two dogs on the inside that are fighting with one another. Whichever one you feed the most, whichever one you say sick 'em to, that's the one that wins. Now, that's a very plain illustration of a principle that we have to come to understand, and that is that you have flesh to battle every day, and you have spirit that must be nurtured and nourished and brought along. And whichever one you feed, that's the one that's going to grow. It should be no shock when you feed the flesh. Guess what happens? The flesh grows. When you feed the spirit, guess what happens? The spirit grows. One of them has to die. One of them has to live every day. That's why we're told in Scripture that if you sow of the flesh you reap corruption. If you sow of the spirit you reap life everlasting. You are not the exception. No one is the exception to this rule. Until we get to heaven and the old man is eradicated and the flesh is gone, this is the great struggle of the Christian life. And here's the beautiful truth. The Lord knows this. Remember, He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. He knows your sin better than you know your sin. So it doesn't surprise the Lord. It just surprises us at times. Today, we're beginning a brand new study that we're calling Watch and Pray. We're taking this theme directly from the words of the Lord Jesus. In fact, and I'm going to show you this over the next few studies, this principle is woven throughout all of Scripture, Old and New Testament, but the most famous, the most familiar time that it is used is with our Lord Jesus talking to His disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane. And I think it's a beautiful reminder that we are oftentimes ignorant, even of our own nature. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? But the Lord is not ignorant of that. The Lord understands. The Lord knows. The Lord cares. And the Lord speaks to us. And that is why the Lord Jesus, who understood the great struggle these disciples were in, had this word of admonition for them, watch and pray. Let's begin today at the place where it is first mentioned in the New Testament. It's Matthew chapter number 26, and it is the setting of the Garden of Gethsemane on the night of our Lord's betrayal and arrest. The Bible says, Matthew 26, verse 36, "Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy." So, we know the place. The place is the Garden of Gethsemane. I've been in that garden at the foot of the Mount of Olives, overlooking the Kedron Valley with the Eastern Gate in view. It's a beautiful location. It was our Lord's prayer closet. Remember, that's how Judas knew the place, because the Bible says Jesus oft-times resorted thither. It was where our Lord Jesus, very often at the Mount of Olives, went to commune with the Heavenly Father. And everybody needs a prayer closet. Everybody needs a place where they commune with God. Don't wait till your hard night to go there. Go there every day. Commune with the Lord every day. Gethsemane means olive press. It was a place where the olive trees were fruitful, and they would take the fruit of those trees and press them out to get the oil that was so precious and priceless in an ancient civilization. And it was the place where our Lord would be greatly pressed. In fact, the spiritual and emotional and physical toll enacted upon Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane exceeded any other pressure that garden had ever witnessed. And so here he is in the place of prayer. He leaves most of the disciples in the outskirts of the garden, and he takes with him this, what we would refer to as the inner circle, Peter, James, and John. Oh, I want to be an inner circle disciple, don't you? Don't be content just to say you're a follower of Jesus. Get as close to Jesus as you can. Be with Christ in the place of prayer. Be with Christ in the midst of the trial. Verse 38, then saith he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. There's a little glimmer here of the great humanity of our Lord. Remember, he's a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Hebrews would tell us that he prayed with strong tears to God in that garden. And so he is fully man, fully God, but fully man, perfect man, but fully man. He feels, he grieves, he sorrows. Oh, we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Are you sorrowing today? Take heart in this. Our Lord understands that deep grief and sorrow. He has been there, and he is there with you right now. Cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And what did our Lord want? He wanted these inner circle disciples to watch and pray with him. Do you know what every hurting person needs? A prayer partner. Everybody that's grieving needs somebody to get under that load with them. Perhaps today you're grieving and you're trying to carry it all yourself. No, you need someone to help you pray. By the way, the Lord Jesus is praying for you. He's our great prayer partner. You have the Holy Spirit inside of you. He's our great prayer partner. But get you a brother or sister in Christ that can pray with you. If perhaps you're not under that sorrow right now, find someone that is. Remember, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Verse 39 says, and he went a little further, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, what? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Now I want you to mark in your Bible and in your thinking these three references, all found right here in Matthew chapter number 26. In verse number 38, watch with me. So the idea here is Jesus is watching. He's vigilant. He is alert. We need to watch with him. Here's our great connection to Christ in it. Verse 40, what could ye not watch with me 1 hour? So here is a specific time, the time of great peril, time of greatest danger. We must be watchful. But here's the great purpose for the watching. Verse 41, watch and pray. Now over the next several studies, we're going to delve into this principle that is found all through Scripture. But get it in your soul. Let the Holy Spirit stamp it on your heart. Watch and pray. This word, watch, was the word that was used for a night watchman, alert, on guard. Oh, we must be even more on guard than the night watchman. We're living in the nighttime hour of history, in dark days, and we must be watchful believers. Would you ask the Lord to teach you how that watching will deal with your flesh and praying will deal with your spirit? Because the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. We all have the struggle between flesh and spirit. Here's the answer. You want to know the answer? Watch and pray.
Are you guilty of the sin of prayerlessness? Do you know the mechanics of prayer, the form, the right words, but struggle to pray, to have a consistent prayer life? Scott would like to provide a resource for you that he believes can help create habits of prayer in your life. His resource, 30 Days of Prayer, is available for download on our website, enjoyingthejourney.org, and also in the show notes. We thank you for listening, and we hope you will join us for each lesson from this series. And may the Lord help us as we seek to have a consistent prayer life.